Distinguished participant, a very good afternoon, everyone. I hereby declare open the 26th meeting of the 57th session of the Human Rights Council. We will now begin the annual half-day panel discussion on the rights of the Indigenous peoples as mandated by Council Resolutions 18/8 and 54/12. The theme of the panel is laws, policies, judicial decisions, and other measures taken by states to achieve the ends of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. This meeting is accessible to persons with disabilities through the provision of international sign interpretation and real-time captioning, together with other accessibility measures. It is my honor to welcome Ms. Ilse Brandt-Skeris, United Nations Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, who will deliver the opening statement. Let me also welcome our distinguished panelists. Ms. Valmaine Toki, Chair of the Expert Mechanism on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Mr. Jose Francisco Calitzay, Special Rapporteur on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Ms. Ana Manuela Ochoa Arias, Judge of the Special Tribunal for Peace in Colombia. And Mr. Donald Nichols, Director of Justice and Correctional Services of the Cree Nation Government in Canada. Excellencies, dear participants, the list of speakers will close in 15 minutes. I encourage all speakers to intervene in an interactive way, present comments, and ask questions that reflect the panelists' interventions and the discussion. The speaking time limit is 1 minute and 30 seconds for all, and a maximum of 40 speakers will be accommodated. Delegates inscribed on the list of speakers who cannot take the floor due to time constraints can upload their statements to be posted on the extranet. And now I have the honor to give the floor to the Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights for her opening remarks. Madam, you have the floor.